way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. Cool. What's going on with you?
Good seeing you again. It's been a week.
Yeah, I know. What an incredible week.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're saying because you didn't see me? I hate you. But this is the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with me. I am Joe.
And I'm Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the cool one.
So,
what? It's like the yin and the yang. We got to have a cool one and a nerdy one. And, well, although I may not reach cool levels, you're clearly the nerdy one, so.
So I'm better at my role than you are at yours, is what you're saying.
Sure.
Okay.
If that's the way you want to spin it.
I will
it.
Take that. That means I'm better.
I would rather be mediocre than being better at being bad.
Oh, you're super mediocre. That's true.
And yet you chose to marry me.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
It says I'm a nerd, apparently. Yeah. I don't know why that correlates to that, but.
Anyways.
What's happening?
No, but talking about your selections, your girl starts her show. It starts tomorrow.
What? Who? Oh, the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm surprised you didn't take off from work so you could watch it.
We don't have DVR
no,
either.
No, we do not.
Oh, that's a pity.
Oh, that's too bad. You don't get to watch.
Maybe it'll probably be on like Hulu next day or something. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll check it out for sure. Drew Barrymore is my absolute crush. Right? She has been for a long time.
Yeah.
If you're listening out there, Drew.
You've got bad
There's still a chance.
Oh,
there is still a chance.
Oh, my God.
All you got to do is ask.
Sure.
Hit me up, Drew.
Good luck. Good luck. If she calls you up, you have my permission.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
So all she has to do is call me.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend it's like a Make-A-Wish thing or something. I'll get that phone call.
You're a bit old for Make-A-Wish.
I'll get that phone call, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, Drew Barrymore.
Nice. Before we get too far into this,
uh-oh.
I do need to address one thing from our last episode.
Oh. What is this?
Now, generally speaking, you being our technical guy, you do all of your technical magic and whatnot.
Sure. It's not magic, but I do the technical stuff. Yes.
Whatever that is that you do. And you put it out to the world. So generally, you listen to our podcast most of the time right away afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
Just to
take care of
it
and get it done. Yeah.
Publishing it.
I don't always. And not only do I not always listen to it right away. There's probably a couple episodes I haven't even listened to.
Thank you for your support, by the way.
Mostly because I don't like listening to my own voice. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, most people don't like to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, apparently somebody does because we got at least a couple of listens. But I did listen to the last episode the following day. So I work from home and sometimes some of what I do is a little monotonous. So I said, oh, you know what? While I'm doing this stuff, I'm going to go ahead and throw it on and take a listen.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening to it, going through, there was one part I cringed at. I'm like, oh, I didn't.
I'm curious as to what this is now, actually.
I used the word irregardless.
Oh, you did? I didn't even catch that.
I did. And like instantly when I was listening to it, I said, oh, man.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I know. Even worse. Leave it to a sibling to call me out on it.
Is that how you discovered it? Is that why you listened?
No, okay. Because I listened. I listened on the Monday that it was released.
Maybe you only listened because your brother called you out on something. Like, Jesus Christ.
No. And so I was, in true fashion, I wanted to call him a jerk, but I couldn't because I heard it and cringed a little bit. So please, everyone, forgive me for my gaffe.
Yeah.
Although, I did look into it, and there is a little bit of support that it is actually a word.
Yeah, but it's not.
who are you, Webster?
Their support for it doesn't make it so.
Well, I think it's like in the dictionary.
Yeah, I don't know if it is.
It is.
But irregardless
Webster,
of anything.
Webster's. See? Anyway, so that was my bad. And
see, that's the thing. We're very open and honest people. We will admit to our foibles and mess ups. And, you know.
Heck yeah, that's part of life.
Yeah.
You got to own your shit.
Yeah. I've owned a lot of shit, too.
Yeah. You and me both.
Ooh-wee. So we, one thing that we talk about on social media and stuff like that this week, I changed our podcast logo a little bit.
That's right.
I didn't change it much, but I added in the bottom right-hand corner, it says with Carol and Joe now. Instead of just saying the Antisocial Isolation Podcast, it has our names on it.
It does.
Which led us to think about the fact that we never call each other by our first names. Rarely.
Very rarely.
And most of the time, it's jokingly.
Every time we do, yeah, we say it kind of like in a snide little sarcastic way. And usually, as soon as it comes out, the other one looks at each other and goes, oh, that just sounds weird.
Like, I call you hun most of the time. Most of the time, you call me beefcake or stud muffin.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes you call me the rock. Because of the...
Wait, that's where I've never... I might say you are my rock. Or you resemble that rock over there.
Your head's like a box of rocks, but not...
But...
All right, fine. You never call me the rock. Fine.
No.
But, so for the remainder of this podcast, anytime we address each other or bring up a new topic, we're going to call each other by our real names. And that's going to sound both weird and actually feel awkward doing as well.
Yeah, but I don't know that we really have to address the... I mean, we're sitting here like 3 feet away from each other. Do I really need to address you with your formal name? Or are we going to go through like a whole episode of me just saying, now, Joe.
Carol, listen. This is a great idea. Gets us out of our comfort zone. You know, this is our 11th podcast.
Yeah.
We're experts at this shit by now.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we're getting... I mean, it's almost just like cruise control for us. We go out, we produce fucking great content for everybody each week. And it's almost mindless. It just occurs because we're so good at this.
Know what I just realized, though?
That you interrupted me?
Yeah.
What?
That's kind of my thing.
You caught me monologuing. What did you discover here, Carol?
That I do sometimes call you Joseph.
You do, yes.
More than I call you Joe.
Yes.
And usually, because it's kind of funny to use your full name.
Yes. You like I'm in trouble.
Sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, anytime you do call me Joseph, that's like inbred from, not inbred, but it's, you know, it's built in from childhood. I'm like, oh, I did something wrong. I hear it. So anyway, Carol, we changed the logo of the podcast to kind of personalize it a little bit. And so it's not just these two awesome people behind a microphone. It's actually Joe and Carol. Actually, Carol and Joe. But even put your name first.
Yeah. See? The star's name always goes first.
So anyway,
everyone's wondering how in the world do you live with me?
It's not easy, Carol, let me tell you.
It is easy.
You're our wonderful wife. No, but I saw some funny things. Like in one thing, we see, this is how my mind works, is that we were driving was it Saturday morning, right, when we went to Underground's Cafe for coffee and breakfast?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's our every other Saturday tradition.
Yes.
And shout out to Undergrounds.
Again.
You guys are by far the best coffee in this wonderful Western New York area.
It's true.
But we had on the local country station here, WYRK. WYRK!
Don't ever do that again.
106.5. And I had a thought that popped in my head that I had to like stop and jot down at the traffic light. And I subsequently put it on Facebook, but it's very true. And it's funny.
It's not.
It was. Ladies, don't ever become a country singer. It's inevitable that your significant other is going to cheat on you at some point. Every country song just about from women is about them getting cheated on or getting revenge on a boyfriend or husband after being cheated on.
Because you're all son of a bitches.
So as much as there's cliches about country music where it's, you know, about trucks and guns and tractors and beer and whatnot, that's a cliche that totally holds true, is that women sing about dudes that cheat on them all the time.
Sure.
It's true, Carol.
Well, Joseph. Let's really, the irony in all this is that you do not listen to words and songs, so how you even came to this revelation,
I'm kind of amazed. That is an interesting fact.
Because there are songs that are like your favorite band, and you don't know the words to.
Well, we've talked about that before, but this just came up again yesterday because we were repainting our front porch and the Wallflowers One Headlight song came on.
Yes.
And I, for whatever reason, I'm completely in love with that song. I always have been. I consider it one of my top five favorite songs. It's not even a band that I like follow other than a couple of songs I like, but that song resonates with me for whatever reason. And as we were listening to it, and I was kind of singing along like with the refrain, but I've listened to that song over 100 times, I'm sure. I don't know the words other than like the refrain. I can't sing a verse of that song. So yeah, it's funny that I would pick up on female country songs being about infidelity so often.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the fact that part of country music is that people love is that one, most of the songs you can actually understand what they're saying, and that two, you can relate or connect to them in some way.
Hell hath no fury, right?
Right.
I dug my keys into the side. Is that Carrie Underwood?
Please stop. Yeah. Don't do that.
It was pretty close. But yeah.
Speaking of painting and singing songs yesterday, I had to laugh because I'm a horrible singer. I could probably be used by the federal government to torture international captives.
Yeah, like in Panama when the troops are just playing Panama loudly over and over at Manuel Noriega's compound to try and play like mental war games on them.
Right. Like, I could, voice could be just singing and they would be like, no, please stop. I give. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
I agree.
But that doesn't stop me from singing.
Sure doesn't. In our front yard.
Right. But your reaction when I knew the words to a Rob Zombie song like was incredible.
We put on, what was the channel on Amazon Music? It was like 90s alternative and grunge or something like that. Like, and Dracula by Rob Zombie comes on and you were just like singing along. I didn't catch it for like a minute though. I'm like, wait, were you just singing that verse? How the hell do you even know that? That was funny.
I know things.
That was hilarious.
Yes, your reaction was priceless.
Yeah. And as far as listening to music goes too, this I experienced at the Y. When did I go on Thursday? I've been wearing those. Ow! I just smacked my face again with the stupid mic because I use my hands when I talk.
Oh, sorry. Again, we should really video this and see how many times it can... All right.
Anyway, I've been wearing my earbuds that go like right in the ears, you know, those...
The wireless, like the just the
JBL
buds, yeah.
Buds I have, whatever. And after I wear those for like a certain amount of time or certain number of days, like my ears hurt.
Okay.
So... I switched over. I have that other pair that's a Bluetooth one also that just kind of like goes
kind of hooks on your
not
ears.
As deeply into your ear and goes around the back of your head. So I charged those up and then I went to the Y and I get down there. I, you know, get my stuff done, grab the bottle of hand sanitizer, whatever that they make you bring now, the spray bottle. And I get to the elliptical machine, put on the earbuds. Realize I never reconnected them. I haven't used them since I got the new phone. So I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, connect them.
Uh-huh.
The Y is not a place to look for available Bluetooth devices because almost everybody there, I got a list of like 30 of them. And I'm like, Jesus, I don't even know which one it is. So I ended up going into the bathroom and it brought the list down to like maybe like 10. And I magically guessed on the right one the first time, but there were like
you could have connected to like anybody's music.
Somebody's music would just like cut off, and all of a sudden I'm listening to like, you know, Britney Spears, whatever. I don't know what people listen to there. Dracula by Rob Zombie, maybe somebody was listening to. You could go sing with them, but yes, that was a little terrifying moment for me.
Because, that is terrifying.
Well, the
you?
Thought of maybe having to work out without listening to something is terrifying to me. Yes, especially something as boring as the elliptical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that got my heart rate up. I guess that's kind of a good thing.
I guess. Sure.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit done with this whole, we're not even really on quarantine. What do they call it now? Whatever. Reopening and all this kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I saw something that made me giggle. And it's kind of sad, though, too, because in, was it 1918, right, was the Spanish flu? And I saw a part of an article from a newspaper kind of addressing the do's and the don'ts for prevention of the Spanish flu. And this was in 1918, so it's been 102 years.
Yeah.
Show you how far we've come. Ready?
Yep.
Wear a mask.
All right.
Yep. Live a clean, healthy life.
Okay.
Keep the pores open. That is, bathe frequently. Wash your hands before each meal. Live in an abundance of fresh air day and night. Keep warm. Get plenty of sleep.
Keep warm?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's just what it says. Report early symptoms to the doctor at once. Sounds reasonable. Respect the quarantine regulations. Again, sounds reasonable. Avoid crowds. You can get the influenza only by being near someone who is infected. Avoid persons who sneeze or cough. Do not neglect your mask. And do not disregard the advice of a specialist. That's how far we've come in 102 years. It's basically exactly what they're telling us to do now.
Right.
There's all of this technology that's... imagine all the stuff that's been invented in the last 102 years.
Right.
Pretty much everything from a technological standpoint. And we're still giving advice about wear a mask and wash hands. That's the best that science can do. That seems bonkers to me. Like, I don't have...
Because there's nothing better. I mean,
that's crazy to me.
Germs behave hasn't changed.
They couldn't have invented something in that time that would... I don't even know. It's ridiculous to me that 102 years later, we're still giving the same advice. It's just probably cheap.
Well, no, what is ridiculous is that this is tried and true. We know this stuff works. We know that it will keep you healthy, safe, and other than wearing a mask all the time, you should be literally washing your hands all the time anyways. I mean, that's just like normal stuff, especially during the winter, you know, when there's flu going around and that kind of stuff. That's just like general kind of stuff people should follow. But there are people out there that think that this doesn't work.
Mm.
That are, you know, no, masks are a scam.
Well, I think some of that stuff right now is that there's so much conflicting information about how contagious it is, the death rates, how many people actually are dying from it, that's why there's I think maybe a lot of the masks don't work kind of thing, because people are just confused or don't know who to believe with all this COVID stuff.
Yeah, I think people just have conflicting values.
I guess. I don't know, but that was interesting to me. That nothing in 102 years has changed, but
no, that
here,
is interesting though.
Here we're talking.
Really keep warm.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We're talking into microphones that are being recorded through an interface into a laptop computer that in 12 hours will be available for anybody in
the world
access to the internet, and you don't even have to have a computer. You can have a phone, and you can get this. It's just. Blows my mind that there hasn't been advancement some way to help prevent the spread of a virus or how to contain it better, I guess. Should get on that shit. Elon Musk should focus on that. He's drilling holes under cities and shit like that right now. He can probably figure something out.
No, because he doesn't want the... He's too smart for that. Because this really plays on humanity. The spread, the prevention, all of it depends on people's actions and what they do and what they don't do. And
I guess.
And when you throw that factor in, no one wants to deal with that.
Yeah.
Because there's people that are just crazy.
Enough of that shit. That just was funny to me. 102 years later, we're like, yeah, just wear a mask and wash your hands.
There you go. Just keep doing it.
At least mask technology has increased a little bit, right? They got the N95 masks and stuff now that kind of helps. But people aren't wearing those, so it doesn't matter.
No, I don't. And the mask thing doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
it's not
big
that
deal,
big of
really.
A deal.
It's fine.
Makes my nose itch. But other than that, you know, whatever.
I saw a couple of interesting things while I was going through my Twitter feed, which apparently is cultivating a weird algorithm of just dumb stuff.
No, but when I was going through... this is only... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was literally about...
Else?
Nope, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Nope.
All right. So when I was just, going through your day, you come across stupid, silly articles, crap like that, right? But... And I think this was in Arizona. I came across a story of a guy that was in the Taco Bell drive-thru placing his order. And he had a heart attack.
While waiting for his Taco Bell food.
While placing his order in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Had a heart attack. Yup.
Was it Ron Paul?
You're evil!
He had a heart attack while he's placing his order at Taco Bell. My God.
The irony there
I'm surprised
just
that story even
boring.
Got out. Like, the big taco industry didn't, like, put a hush-hush on that story right away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so sad. That says so much.
It's awful. And no offense to Taco Bell or their corporation. I probably haven't eaten there in most of my actual adult life.
Yeah, same.
I think probably when I was young and I didn't realize that. I'm not even sure what they put on their tacos is actually meat. I'm not sure what that is. It might be some sort of synthetically created brown mush. But
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. I'm not a huge, I guess, we've talked about this before. We don't eat fast food that often.
Yeah,
but if you're going to have a taco, and now I don't even understand how there's a Taco Bell in the Buffalo area because you have Mighty Taco.
Yeah. Truth. Mighty Taco is far superior to any other place, especially a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have had Mighty for dinner tonight. Why didn't we think of that?
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah. Probably might be tomorrow, too.
Maybe.
That's not a uncommon thing to happen on a Monday dinner.
Maybe.
But way to go,
true
guy.
True story.
Did he live?
He did. He fully recovered. That's why I didn't feel bad talking about it. I did make sure before I discussed it that the man fully recovered. He was all right.
I would have still laughed as hard and thought it was funny. What do you think the odds are that his order also included a Diet Coke? Probably pretty
high.
Like
pretty high, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it's probably like a 75% chance that
he probably ordered the quadruple chalupa deep fried
gorditas
churros.
And such.
Yes.
That there
whatever
was a,
those things are.
Anything to drink, sir? Yeah, large Diet Coke. No ice.
Yeah. Coke is weird. So is Pepsi.
It's delicious. Pepsi.
Like
original
is
Pepsi is delicious.
Cola.
I don't know.
Like any other flavor of soda or pop, as we like to call it, has a flavor. It's orange or maybe it's grape. But what is cola?
That's the flavor.
I don't know what a cola is.
What a cola is?
Yeah.
I don't either.
It's black liquid and people drink it and they don't question what is it.
That's true, but it's so good.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
even drink
I've
like
never
I
been a fan of
I
pop.
Once a year maybe I'll have pop, but it's like a original Pepsi with real sugar is super good. It's very yummy.
Gives me the burps. I don't like it.
I said something. I don't even have this in front of me to do it. I'm not going to talk much about it, but some dude died from eating too much black licorice.
And rightly so.
Yeah, it's disgusting, right? But to your point about, you know, Coke, maybe isn't there like licorice in there too or something? I thought there was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Licorice in cola?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look it up.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll talk about that next week. Because I know you're on the edge of your seats, just like we are, Joe and Carol.
Oh, there was something, Joseph, that we were supposed to talk about this week, isn't there?
What's that?
Your utter dislike and disgust for robes, which is just the strangest thing in the world, because I just don't get it.
All right. So.
Now, we're not talking like fancy silk robes.
No, regular, like,
just
what
a
are
regular
they,
old
was it,
fleece, nice fluffy
rag
cotton,
doll. I don't know what's it called.
Nice cotton robe, you know, you cover up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're for creeps.
Then I guess I'm a creep because I love my robes.
Well, I think women are a little different.
The There's no difference.
Yeah, there is.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I did start to look into this a little bit and just try to get some backup for my disdain of this disgusting, gross garment.
Were you hurt by someone wearing a robe once?
I don't know, but my dad used to wear a robe. Maybe there's some mental scarring there.
What?
Maybe he did something. Maybe I just put it out of my memory.
Oh, that's creepy.
And all I can remember is, no, robe, bad.
Don't you ever say that about your father. He's a wonderful man.
He is. Anyway, so I even started looking in like the history of robes, and it's just crazy. It goes back into like Greek stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. I don't need to know that.
Right, because it's a normal thing.
It was the only thing to wear back then. They didn't have shirts and pants. But, so in the beginning of the 20th century, though, central heating was still an uncommon luxury. So because of that, robes were primarily functional and necessary to stay warm at the home.
Okay.
So people wore robes because there wasn't AC or AC, Jesus, central heating or radiators even blowing. They might have a fireplace in one room.
Sure.
So robes help to keep you warm at night when you're sleeping. But this is where stuff started taking a turn.
Along those same lines, you know, people don't want high gas bills, so they, you know, keep your temperature down in your house. You throw on a robe in the evening.
Yeah, if you're a creep. But this all kind of took a turn, and this all started going sideways. And it just justified my position. So, famously, Hugh Hefner.
Right. Those are the creepy robes. Those are the satin.
Listen, though. Hey, for lounging around in his dressing gowns, as they are also called. And this gave the gown an air of seductiveness, hedonism, and relaxation.
Sure.
However, although these connotations have lasted into the modern era, some say that the dressing gown as a stereotypical outfit of the idle playboy has diminished its appeal. Boom. Because they look like creeps.
No, there's a huge stretch between what Hugh Hefner used to wear and a cotton bathrobe.
I came across a story where in 2019 in Berlin, a carbon monoxide detector went off at a hotel and 300 people had to evacuate. There was a swingers convention going on. And all 300 of those people, or most of them, came running out of the hotel wearing robes.
Thank God for robes.
They're creeps.
Because if you didn't have robes, what would they have come out naked, right? Okay, so God for robes.
I think it would have been better off if that carbon monoxide detector didn't go off. And we have 300 less creeps willing to wear a robe in this world.
You have issues.
Wow.
And we could expand upon that.
What?
Your aversion to actual pajamas.
No, we're talking about robes, fool. There was a banner on a swingers website talking about the upcoming event at a weekend. You know what it said?
You really got into this swingers thing.
You know what the banner on the website said?
No, Joe. What did it say?
Well, Carol, it said, the weekend's dress code is with or without a bathrobe. The only two options at this creepy swingers event was to wear a robe or to not wear a robe.
Okay.
You're going to tell me that's not creepy? You can't go to this place in like cargo shorts
and
Hawaiian shirt?
All of those people drive automobiles and eat similar foods to things that you like. That does not make all of those things creepy because they are creepy people.
They probably order Taco Bell too. They're weird people. And what else? Here you go. This one I didn't research. This one I thought of on my own, though. You go to a hotel. What do they generally have in there? Towels and a robe.
Some of the fancy ones.
Not even fancy. Middle of the road, regular hotels have robes.
Okay.
What do people go to hotels for? For the most part.
I don't know. You tell me because you know which hotels have robes. Yeah. So people, what are you doing there, huh?
People go there to fuck. Okay. So some dude puts on this disgusting used robe after he gets done banging a hooker. And you know what? Robe before he put that on was put on by another dude who also got done banging a hooker. Robes are for creepy people. Only weirdos and creeps and swingers and gross people,
robe. The hotels that people are going to with hookers don't have bathrobes.
High-end hookers. Vegas. A lot of hookers. A lot of hotels.
Sure.
Telling you, robes are gross. But this, all of this led me to remember Christmas from, was it a year? Was it last Christmas? The year before, maybe. We were at your brother's house, and we were at dinner before we do, like, the gift exchange thing. And, but I went on a rant about robes, and it turns out that one of the gifts that somebody got that day was a robe.
Yeah, but that wasn't just like a regular robe. That was cool. That
was
an
like
epic
Star
robe.
Wars. It was for a younger person. Yes, but still, nevertheless. Oh, my God. That's funny. So there you go. There's my robe update. Robes are gross. If you're a dude, don't wear a robe. No, but I saw this really funny thing where, I guess it's funny, said in ancient Rome that condemned prisoners would be executed on stage when they needed actors for death scenes in theater performances. So they would literally kill a prisoner.
Like that? That's so random.
They would kill a prisoner on stage when they're doing a death scene. That's hilarious.
Wow. All right.
That's hilarious. Imagine if they did that now, though, too. Like, hey, Marcus, there's a great local production of Rent going on over here. I know it's your yard time and all, but they need an extra. What do you think, man? You'd be like, hey, am I going to be back in my bunk by lights out? Like, oh, yeah, it'll be lights out tonight for you for sure. Could you imagine that? That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Yo, they're doing Jesus Christ Superstar at the local theater. You want to go? I can get you backstage. Just lopping off prisoners and death scenes and move in plays. Oh, I think that's great.
Oh, wow. Alrighty.
I thought that was very funny. One thing we do need is, and as we're kind of new to this whole thing too, is that we need to come up with a tagline for a podcast that we could put on social media stuff. Just like a one sentence kind of what it's about type thing. So I'm saying this on here so that you think about it and I'm going to think about it. But anybody listening, if you come up with like a one sentence tagline that can kind of sum up our podcast in a positive light.
I was going to say. Oh.
Feel free to share it with us. You know where to find us most of the time.
All right.
You can put it on, send it Facebook, Twitter, whatever. But we do need a tagline. Like most podcasts have a tagline, and it helps with like the marketing angle of things.
Okay.
So if we want to get some big-time sponsors, you know, if we know anybody locally that owns a business that wants to sponsor it, they can, we can, sure. We'll have a tagline to help with sure. that. Right? So we do have to think about that. That's all homework right. for us for the all next right. time.
No, but going back to our last podcast, I had a connection to that there.
To that there?
So, yes, to that them that there that episode. That there.
Where are we at the Broadway Market?
So, I went on a long run today. And many times on my runs is, you know, your mind starts to go and that kind of thing. But, again, I tried listening to a podcast. This time it was a little bit more successful.
Yes, you shared this with me earlier.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I was a little more successful this time. I found a podcast called Smartless. Had three really funny guys on there. It was it's Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes.
Yes.
Is that his last name? Anyways. But they're very it was very good, you know. Great content. But at one point, I think it was Sean Hayes, they were making reference. They were talking about the Wikipedia pages, things like that. And they made reference to, I believe it was an actress's Wikipedia page. And what, it, you know, and they started talking about naming off all of the actors that were in this Batman movie.
Oh, was it Lego Batman?
And
I bet
no,
you it was. Oh, no.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No. But it was. Was Jason Bateman in one of them? Yes, he must have been. Because his line was, I was in that movie, fuckface.
He said fuckface?
And I Excellent. Started laughing as I'm running down his throat.
Excellent.
I started laughing hysterically and I See? Said, he used fuckface.
Yes.
But that also goes along with my theory that that is something from our generation.
Yes, absolutely.
Because.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
I will have to check that podcast out, but even more so now that he used fuckface,
yeah.
which, as I said, is definitely underused. I'm going to have to bring it back.
It's already brought back, well, apparently.
Maybe
it's
he
being used, just not in your realm.
Maybe he heard our podcast, and he's like, God, you know what? They're right. This is underused. I do need to say it more. Oh, maybe. Jason Bateman.
If we can get Jason Bateman on, that would be epic.
Jason, I know you're listening, because that's the only reason you would bring out fuckface out of the blue like that, so... You know, props to you. Thank you. You could have given us a shout out for the idea, but you know, that's fine. That's cool. We don't need we don't need more followers or anything like that. Thanks, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that. Arrested Development was one of my favorite shows.
No, he's a good actor. I do like.
He's great. We have to watch Ozark. I guess like he, I don't know if he writes, but he produces too. I guess that's like a really like genuinely super good series.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I don't know. We are so hesitant to watch shows. It's so stupid. We'll sit and watch reruns of bullshit that we've watched 100 times.
Yeah.
Like The Office or Scrubs, or I'll watch Parks and Rec, or, well, what else is there? We'll put on Impractical Jokers even that we've seen already. Like, it's so dumb. We could be watching so much good stuff, and we have Amazon, and look, Hulu, yes, Disney Plus, Netflix. what am I missing? There's one there I'm missing probably. I don't know. It's
no,
just,
usually, but you know what? Typically, if we have downtime like that, where we're just sitting and the television is on, we're usually only half watching it.
Yes.
Because we're usually, you know, thumbing through our phones, looking at different stuff, because, you know, we don't have all the time in the world, so we kind of do that during our relaxation time, so we're kind of half paying attention. So, yes, we will have to try to, actually.
Yeah, we should watch some of that stuff. One. That and many others.
Yeah. The other one that I said, I just told you today, matter of fact, Joseph, that I wanted to watch was Utopia.
Yes. Yeah. We want to check that out. That Rainn Wilson one, speaking of somebody from The Office.
Right.
Dwight's
on it. I mean, come on. It's got to be funny, right?
Dwight Kurt Schrute.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a bunch of kids, from what I can tell.
It looks pretty good. The previews or the trailer that I saw of it looks pretty intriguing. So We'll have to make a point of actually watching shit instead of just mindlessly having the TV on.
All right.
We'll work on that. All right, listen, so we have some homework, and so do you if you're listening. A couple of things.
Everyone has to send Joe a robe.
Yeah, well, don't ever do that because it will just be burned in the burn barrel in the backyard. But we want to come up with a tagline for a podcast, and if you're creative and you can help, cool. Do that. Let us know. Put it on social media, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give them credit for it because we can't pay them for it.
This is true also, yeah. But definitely a shout out if you do. But I had something else about prisons I'll have to save for next time.
Please do.
Yeah.
Because this time it wasn't.
That is hilarious, the idea of taking, not just, I think the whole premise is understandable that they would be like, all right, this guy's going to die anyway, so let's take him. But just to do it to under the guise of something else, like not tell them. Like, hey, man.
How do you know they didn't tell him?
We need a stagehand on this production of 42nd Street. I think it's funnier if they didn't know. Like, yeah, I was just about to go in the yard and lift weights, but yeah, I know, but we really could use your help. No?
No. I don't think that's the way it went down.
Well, that is in my head, it did.
All right.
You ready to wrap this thing up, lady?
I guess.
Carol, it has been an honor and a pleasure sitting across from you for the you know, the past like 38 minutes or so.
I know.
Asshole. Anyhow, I love you.
I love you too, Joseph.
I'll see you next week, Carol.
Same place.
Bye.